AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Millions of federal workers have been told to change their passwords, put fraud alerts on their credit card reports, and watch for attempts by foreign intelligence services to exploit them. All this after hackers broke into the computer system run by the Office of Personnel Management last December. That hack wasn't discovered until April. AP correspondent Ken Delaney in.
We don't think that sort of the most secret, covert CIA operative type people would be in this database, but there are other people who are sensitive who are in the database. And the thought is that if this was indeed China, which government officials are saying, you know, they want this information so that they could exploit it for espionage purposes.
Government sources say the attack came from China, but they are not saying that the Chinese government was behind it. President Obama will speak in a while at the funeral mass for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Talking in a personal way about his knowledge of who Beau was, about his character, about the way that he felt about his family, about the way that he felt about his country. I think we'll make for a pretty powerful morning.
The 46-year-old Biden died a week ago of brain cancer. After the funeral, Obama returns to Washington before he flies out this afternoon to Germany in the G7 summit. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the summit is being held at a time that Russian-backed separatists appear to have broken a ceasefire deal in eastern Ukraine.
We're concerned by the violence, and frankly, we see, for instance, the use of certain types of heavy weaponry that should have been pulled back from the line of control under the Minsk agreement.
The administration wants G7 partners to keep economic sanctions on Russia because of its actions in Ukraine. 13 climbers known dead a day after a strong earthquake hit Malaysia's tallest peak, touching off slides and burying trekking routes on the 13,000-foot mountain. 17 still missing. This is AP Radio News. Tens of thousands of people attend an open-air mass celebrated today by Pope Francis in Sarajevo, Bosnia. During his one-day visit, the Pope calls for reconciliation among Bosnia's Muslims, Orthodox, and Catholics, and for them to put the barbarity of war behind them and work together for peace. The three groups fought a bloody three-way civil war in the 1990s. A woman watching the Boston Red Sox play the Oakland A's last night suffered what Boston police say was a life-threatening injury when she was hit in the head with a shattered bat. Fellow fan Wesley Locks tells WFXT-TV.
He swung, hit the bat, and the bat broke, and she got hit in the head and was bleeding pretty well and looked pretty miserable.
The woman was in a seat just a few rows from the field between home plate and the third base dugout. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.